This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast. A quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Chime on a morning when we are looking for any good news because of the Celtics. Some from the remaining members of Soundgarden who told Rolling Stone that they are currently working on finishing the last album with the late Chris Cornell. So that is a tiny little bit of good news.
That's kind of cool.
Of course, they are now the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, Soundgarden. Are we going to, you do it to Courtney all the time, are we going to discuss the conversation that you and I had about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame after the show the other day, or are you trying to keep that secret?
I don't remember the conversation, if I'm being completely candid.
You don't remember?
No, I'd be happy to have it on here if you want.
The individual that was just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, who you always believed was a fake person.
I'm
responsible
clueless.
For the, his biggest hit was the twist. Let's twist again.
Oh, yeah. Let's twist I had again. No idea.
No idea that Chubby Checker was a real person?
No, I had no idea.
I see. What did you think he was?
I don't know. I thought it was like a fictional character. I literally had no idea that it was an actual artist.
Shime hates chubby people.
Yes, he does. New Shime does, Curtis. Right. I mean, New Shime hates chubby. Anybody with an name, Chubby.
Gross.
Yeah, he does. All right. This show can not only be listened to on the radio and on the Odyssey app and on the stream at WEEI.com, but you can watch this show on YouTube or Twitch, and on Twitch, it is presented by Springer's Jewelers. And if you are looking, Mother's Day is Sunday, and if you're looking for a fun activity over the weekend with the kids, bring them to Springer's Jewelers for their Locket Bar event. They can create a one-of-a-kind locket for mom to cherish always. Go to springersjewelers.com to find out where you can go. And we have leads left this morning, including this one from Courtney. Hi, Courtney.
Hi. I knew everybody would be talking about Celtics this morning, so I wanted to shift gears a little bit. And there was an announcement from President Trump. And before I get into this, I'm not a Trump guy. Everybody knows that. But I'm interested in this particular sports connection. They have confirmed reports that President Trump will be forming a commission on college sports. College sports, we've talked about it a lot on this program, has gotten a little bit sideways, whether it's NIL deals or booster money that's going to make, you know, Texas be able to spend $40 million on their football program. It seems like there are going to be schools that are left in the dust. Mm-hmm. He is going to name Nick Saban as the co-chair on the commission, okay, which I like. But is there going to be too many cooks in the kitchen? You've got the NCAA, you've got Charlie Baker that's trying to deal with college sports and what the future of college sports is going to look like. You have the transfer portal that seems to be completely out of control. You've got kids making more money than they could ever dream of before even getting out of college. Yeah. And now you're going to add Nick Saban, who has been very open about his feelings of college football in particular and how it's gone away from the institutions and more towards the player. I think that players should be paid. I think that they went far too long without being paid for schools making so much money off of their names, name, image, and likeness. But it does worry me that a Nick Saban-run commission could swing things completely the other way. And now that players, student-athletes, are getting a taste of NIL money and a taste of it being more of a profession in college sports, is swinging it the other way could be also a massive error.
Swinging it which way? What's
back
the other way?
Towards the institutions and kids not making money anymore.
Oh, they'll never go that way.
Well,
too many lawsuits.
That is Nick Saban thinks that it should go back towards the institution. There is a middle ground here. I just hope that we find it. And I worry that now there's going to be what the NCAA wants and now what the President's Commission wants.
Well, listen carefully. I am about to criticize the president.
Ooh.
Which I'm often accused of never doing. This is none of the federal government's beeswax.
Right.
Stay out of it. Like, government doesn't need to control everything, and it's none of his business. So if the NCAA wants to hire Nick Saban or they want somebody to replace Charlie Baker and it's Nick Saban, then he can do what he wants to do. Other than that, the government should stay out of it.
Yeah. And I would ask Nick Saban and all the other coaches that bitch about this, when did they volunteer to give their money back to the institution?
Mm. Right.
And I'm not talking about buildings they've made in their name,
right,
which everybody can do. I'm talking about a cap on coaches' salaries.
Yeah, that's not going
to
happen.
And the inability for coaches to give and leave contracts that they have 8, 9, and 10 years remaining on.
Courtney, they need a union.
Courtney, well, there are some teams that it wasn't Vermont or Maine. Wasn't there a school that was trying to unionize the player? Right. The players were trying to unionize or whatever.
But how can you sit there if you're Nick Saban, made hundreds of millions of dollars in Tuscaloosa, which basically makes you Bezos?
Yeah.
And, like, you're the highest paid state employee for your entire career in every state that you coached in.
But he did have a point that players were becoming, you know, they weren't respecting coaches anymore. Like,
okay, so be a better coach.
No,
adapt.
I'm with you, Curtis. Things have gotten a bit out of control. I just worry that there's too many cooks in the kitchen.
Right,
now.
But I would say what got out of control is the salary of the coaches and the inability of coaches to live up to the contracts they sign.
Because the players are bringing in all that money.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, and I'm asking it honestly.
Mm-hmm.
If the NIL money did not exist, would Shedeur Sanders have ended up the way he has ended up?
Yes.
In your opinion? Yes,
yep.
He would have?
Yep, okay. Because he was always going to be just the personality trait.
Yeah, Deion's his dad. He's always been, if you looked at him in high school, he was always that, like, kind of like... Okay.
Look at Patrick Mahomes. I'm frustrated at the anointing as the GOAT, but he's got more money than God, and football is still the most important thing in his life.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Courtney. Wiggy, good morning.
All right. Good morning. So, there were a few things running through my mind, a few different leads, but, you know, like I said, my finger is on the panic button, but I'm not hitting it just yet. I still think they have a shot, but
they have a shot. They have to win 4 of the next 5.
No, I realize that.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I
still think they're going to win the series.
You do?
Yeah.
The sports books would agree with Curtis. They're currently still -120 favorites to win the series.
That's shocking.
Yeah.
Because,
if you look at the first two games, they blew two 20-point leads late in the third quarter. And Curtis is right. You have a better team. The thing that I'm looking at and what my lead is, enjoy it the best way you can, because it is frustrating. But I think at the end of this, you're going to see, and I think it's the inevitable. Part of it is the money, and I think part of it is just the dynamic between the two. But I think this is the last that we're going to see of the two Jays in Celtics green.
Either way.
If
they come back and win this series, go on to win the whole thing.
Yep.
You still think that one of the Jays is gone at the end of this season?
Yeah, because I think there's a lot of frustration there, right? Jaylen doesn't get the credit he deserves. That where when it is all about Tatum. And then Tatum's got to look at it like, well, when I play bad, I'm ripped to shreds. When Jaylen plays bad in the second half, along with me, no one mentions him. So I think there's got to be some of that just human, human element of life. It's like, oh, wait a second. I'm not the only one that played bad. And I get that, heavy is the head that wears the crown. But
we talked about it earlier. But if they do get bounced in this series, it gives the new owner, Billy Chisholm, a perfect opportunity to say we got to blow this thing up because it wasn't successful.
And
so.
Wiggy, on that point, this is just 100 votes in. We just put the poll up. Who's the game 2 loss on? Missoula, Tatum, Jaylen Brown, or other? Missoula, 53%. Jason Tatum, 43%.
Wow.
Jalen Brown, 1%.
Yeah,
one vote right. out of 100.
It's not on Jalen Brown.
He scored 0 points in the fourth quarter. You can't tell me that he's your best player and then your best player scores 0 points. So, like, you, the world is, and this is why I think this is why I think the dynamic will split. You can't have your cake and eat it too and say, oh, Jalen Brown's the guy. But when Jalen Brown don't show up in the fourth quarter, you go, well, Tatum's the reason why you lost. Like, you can't have it both ways.
Okay, but you also can't be every other day asking why you're not the face of the NBA.
Yeah, but I think we ask that.
When you don't show up in big, no, he asks it. He wants to be it. Jason Tatum.
I've never heard him say.
Okay.
I've never heard that.
Right.
We do.
Does he not say that he doesn't? Okay. Maybe you're right.
Yeah. I've never heard him say, I want to be the face of the league. But I mean, we do it as fans or people who talk about it. We say, why isn't he? But I never heard Jason Tatum come out and go, I don't know why I'm not the face of the league.
So the question starts with whom? When, why he doesn't get the respect? Like, who starts that?
I think that's just the talking heads in that are talking about basketball.
Yeah, okay. All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
Real quick, and also in a different direction, because we have been talking and will be talking Celtics all morning long. Tom Brady, I thought it was interesting, apologized essentially to his kids for the roast. He was on the Logan Paul podcast and said that he had made a major foul-up parenting-wise, when he did the roast. Here's what Tom Brady said.
I regret that my kids, you know, it's tough on my kids for sure. I love laughing at myself. It felt like I was in the locker room. But I do understand, like, for my kids, that was really hard. There's some things as a parent you don't realize until after. There's no perfect manual for it. You got to evaluate yourself as a parent, too, all the time. So even though I really enjoyed the show, and when you were in that moment in that theater that night at the Forum, like, it was electric. We got done. Everybody was on cloud nine. And I think that moment, I'll never forget. And then I'll never forget when I talked to my kids the next day. I felt like a stake through the heart.
Oof. Okay. I like the fact that he learned a lesson there.
Yeah.
A life lesson.
That's hard, though, for him, I'm sure. Like, the duality of it all.
Well, clearly, because there's baby mama drama there. Like, and it's got to be hard for people that are in this situation that are not on good terms with their mother or their kids, you know, or the father of the kids. And that's ultimately how you get down the road of taking shots at one another. And clearly, you know, there's no great terms that, at least from the outside looking in, if you're criticizing her like that, you know, there's drama there.
I mean, did the kids not know that there was more than jujitsu going on the mats?
Probably not.
Prior to the roast?
Yeah, they probably didn't.
They didn't know.
Daddy exposed all that.
Okay.
But I think he's right. I mean, in hindsight, there's no way he does that again.
Yeah.
No.
But,
no.
Yeah, that was a one-off.
Yeah. I mean, it's just still remarkable to me that Tom jumped in to defend the honor of Robert Kraft, and that was the one thing he used that entire night.
Yeah. All right. Well, those are our leads. We are going to get to They Said It next, and that is a quick back and forth on everything they said yesterday. And we will hear what Carl Anthony Towns said about a 2-0 lead and what that means for the Knicks, among other things. Coming up right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Celtics go down 2 games in the Eastern Conference semifinals, now heading to New York. Final score was 91-90 after once again being up 20 points. The guys have now made only 25 of their 100 three-point attempts in this series. Jaylen Brown and Derek White led the team with 20 points each in the loss. Game 3 in New York is Saturday at 3:30. Other playoff games last night, the Thunder tie things up with the Nuggets in Game 2. 149-106 was the final there. The Red Sox get a win over the Rangers 6-4. Willie Abreu had 2 homers in this one, while Alex Bregman had his 200th career home run. He's one of only 34 active players in the 200 club. Tanner Houck went 4 2/3, giving up 2 runs on 6 hits while striking out 2. Last one with the Rangers today. First pitch at 1:35 with Brian Baio taking the mound. Lenny DiNardo joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Joe Weil at 12:35 for the MassMutual pregame show. In the
Curtis, did I hear you're going to the game today with young James?
Yes, big day. We're heading to Fenway. Classmate Arjun and his dad, Neil, we're heading over right after school. Going to be a lovely day at the old ball yard.
A Fenway Frank or two?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's up. It's dealer's choice. James, you know, he might want the lobster roll. They're only $42.
Are you going to splurge for, you know, a some kind of a souvenir bat or maybe some Cracker Jacks or something for the little tykes?
Well, as you all have media passes, did you know half off at all souvenir shops?
Ooh, wow.
Do we have media passes?
Yep. So you go in, so I'll grab it. I got him a bat that was $60 for $30. It was a win-win.
Gotta go pick it up then, right?
Curtis, if you had to call it now, which of the four major sports will James excel at?
Cello. No, he's got a hell of an arm. He's got hand eye.
Okay.
All right, baseball legit. Looks all like right. It could be his thing.
Maybe a baseball guy like his old man.
Just nothing. He can't. That face is too cute for football. I would also ask, is this a life jack or if it's illegal? When you park on the street like on Kenmore, right?
Yes.
You can pay with your card for 2 hours. And then you go to the game and you have the zone that you're in. If you add another 2 hours digitally, are you allowed to keep it there for 4 hours or can they still ticket you?
I thought you could just keep doing it as long as you...
Not on the app. It won't let you do it again after 2 hours.
So if you do it manually, so at like noon I'll pay.
Right.
And then at 2 o'clock I could add from my seat. I don't know if that's legal.
I didn't know. Okay, so the app only lets you get 2 hours?
Yeah.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah. In the NHL, quickly, Dallas goes up a game on the Jets after game one, and the Maple Leafs go up two on the Panthers. And that was brought to you by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Explore up to 581 miles on a single tank in Subaru's most fuel-efficient Forester ever, the 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you. Great day at Fenway. 57 and cloudy. It's going to be partly cloudy, 70 degrees in the city of Boston.